Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. From the Medina of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today, some reflection and some advice from my heart. Before Fajr, was elder people sitting in the front of me, and may Allah forgive them. None stop talking nonsense. This is some of the most blessing time. People do zikr, reading Quran, making dua for themselves and the ummah. And these people like in the 60 or 70. And subhanallah, none stop talking. And this reminds me about something very important for all of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorate us with a quality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala choose us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us Islam and Iman. And now what happened? It's very simple, my dear brother and sister in Islam. But it's not easy until you really try to develop it and make mujahada. Is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remember death. You have to. You have no choice. And try to have a vigilant of your niyyah. Why you want, why you don't, why? Why is very important. Because I know in my life, I saw it over and over again. People, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decorate them with a beautiful quality. And Allah honor them. And they can honor themselves much higher. Only if they remember Allah, focus in their goal, and achieve and elevate their life. And again, one of the diseases today is what? Talk. And even if you don't talk, you have a talk inside between you and your shaitan. Shaitan make you think and talk about different topic and make you so weak and so fatigued. And another thing is, we leave that and we go to internet. We go to our phone. We go to the laptop. We go whatever. It's non-stop. I see the ummah, astaghfirullah al-azim. Where is the community between us and Allah? I was thinking, they cannot sit 15 minutes in Masjid al-Nabawi, remember Allah? You coming to Masjid al-Nabawi to talk? Another people, I see them, you know, making phone call and nonsense again. You have no time. Time is so precious. But again, what this tell me? If I love Allah, I want Allah. I feel the importance of my relationship with Allah. I will be communicating. I will be vigilant. And if I'm in a state of heedlessness, shaitan will take me from one topic to another and make me waste my time. My dear brother and sister in Islam, Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said the truth when he said of the meaning of in the end of time, Iman will be removed from us and we run after and we cannot grab it. My dear brother and sister in Islam, if you do not hold tight in your Iman, do your utmost. Be aware and alert about every word you say and every thought you have. It's very easy to slide. Wallahi, it's very easy to slide. Train yourself not to think. And if you think, ask yourself what I'm thinking about. Because once you do zikrullah and focus, now you have a goal, now you can achieve, now you elevate yourself dunya and akhirah. And most of all, have this beautiful, beautiful, untouchable pleasure of sit down and have focus of the relationship between you and Allah. Talk to Allah. Remember, Allah is watching you. Like Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said something so beautiful. He said, don't let Allah miss you when you belong. And don't let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see you when you not belong. What it mean? Again, vigilante, to be alert, aware about what going on. My dear brother and sister in Islam, please remember Allah, remember death, remember the purpose of life, remember what you're doing. Don't waste the quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you by wasting your time, and instead of elevating yourself and elevating your soul and elevate different soul with you, you destroy yourself. Please, I see a lot of us today, a lot. This is very scary, very scary. Please remember Allah, remember death. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.